Liam with the latest episode of the PodMotion podcast. In this episode, we talk with well-known influence marketing pro Neil Schaefer about how to use influencer marketing to grow your podcast show. Neil explores marketing through the lens of influence. Getting influential guests and being on other growing shows are two ways of using influence marketing for your podcast. But you must research guests and the shows you want to guest on and ensure they're a good fit. Neil is a digital and social media consultant and author of the new book, The Age of Influence. Now, here's Sheila Cagill and our guest, Neil Schaefer. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Neil. Welcome to the PodMotion podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. I know you're super busy right now. You have some new clients, which is pretty exciting. Now, before we jump into influencer marketing for podcasters, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I am a digital marketing and social media marketing consultant, author, speaker. I'm also a podcaster called Maximize Your Social Influence. And I've been helping businesses for more than a decade on just a variety of, you know, marketing issues. So I teach digital marketing and social media marketing to executives at Rutgers Business School, at the Irish Management Institute in Ireland, and on occasion in Finland at the University of Jyväskylä. I've spoken, you know, worldwide on four different continents, over a dozen countries. And I've written a few books. I've written four books. My most recent book, which is going to be relevant for today's conversation, was published in March of 2020. And it's called The Age of Influence. And it's really looking at marketing through the lens of influence and sort of redefining influencer marketing so that really any business, any person can leverage influencers.
Well, that's great. You sound like you're engaged in some exciting projects there and exciting ventures. Now, regarding your new book, which I've read, it's really great. I'd recommend it to listeners. And you have a podcast as well. So tell listeners how you apply influencer marketing to your own podcast and, you know, what they can do to move forward with influencer marketing.
Yeah, so my podcast, in all honesty, I began back in 2013, and it was more for me of a content marketing initiative. Like, I'm blogging. Oh, need to have a podcast. Okay, let me check that box. And it really wasn't strategic. So it's really in Q4 of 2019 where I got back into it and started really religiously weekly publishing new episodes, as we all should be doing. Hopefully you're all nodding your head. And what I've learned through that experience, in addition to writing my book, is that, first of all, I don't think people associate influencer marketing podcasts. So I want to start with that, because in general, if you want to become an influencer, because you're listening to this podcast, you're either probably doing this for your business, you might be doing it for networking, or you might be doing it because you want to sort of yield more influence. Here's the thing. People yield influence. And it's people that yield influence, not necessarily businesses. Businesses is a little bit harder unless you become a famous business. But people yield influence from the art of content creation and of building up community through that. So Instagram influencers are probably the most famous. They take photos, shoot videos, do stories, and over time, people find them, word of mouth, whatever it is, and they build up a following to the point where if they were to promote, you know, brands' products, they would get paid for it. Maybe they even launch their own product, right? So that's like the photo. You have the YouTubers, right? That some very famous ones. You have the bloggers. You know, we used to talk about mommy bloggers and blogger outreach as part of influencer marketing. And then you have podcasters. And podcasters are content creators. And many podcasters, I'm thinking of names like Pat Flynn, John Lee Dumas. These are people that built their influence not from Instagram, not from YouTube, not from a blog, but from a podcast. So in terms of yielding influence, a podcast can be used as a vehicle. How do you go about, you know, yielding that influence is probably another question we'll cover. But when we think about it that way, we can see podcasting as a form of influencer marketing or trying to become an influencer. And therefore, we have two different avenues here, right? We, you know, how do we leverage influencers then for our own podcast? Now, most podcasters are already doing this. Most podcasters, you know, my podcast is 50% solo, 50% interview. It used to be 100% solo, right? But I do believe in having a variety of perspectives, of having different voices on the podcast, what have you. So I do 50% interviews. Perhaps you do 100% interviews. Obviously, when you're looking for people to interview, you want to interview influencers. This is Influencer Marketing 101. You're not paying money to interview people, although some people might ask for money. I don't necessarily think you need to pay money, but that is really where a lot of podcasters start. They want to interview people that are more influential than them in hopes of building up their own influence when that influencer shares the fact that they were on your podcast. And even if they don't share it, just the fact that they're on your podcast gives you something called social proof. It gives you instant credibility to new listeners that have never heard about you. So that's how I believe most podcasters are leveraging influencers without them thinking about it. But when we start there, I think it uncovers other potential for podcasters once you start looking at podcasting in the lens of influence and influencer marketing.
That's really interesting, Neil. And I think you're right. That is a goal of so many podcasters, but they don't think about it under the umbrella of influence. They think about it as like pure numbers. If I interview this person who's well known, they've got a big following on Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., then my audience will grow. That's how they look at it. And that's why they want to interview people with a big audience, a big following, someone who has influence. That's important to small independent podcasters. Sorry, go on.
I think, it comes down to influence. It comes down, and the way that I would define it is really when you speak, people listen. Not only do you have people that are listening, but they will act upon what you tell them to do. You just wrote a new book. You came out with a new product, right? That really is influence right there. So I think it should be the goal of every pod. Yes, you're trying to build an audience, but you're also trying to build influence. And building influence means being able to get more influencers on your show, as well as when you start to be getting asked to be on other shows. That's a sign that you're yielding more influence, right? So currently, for my Maximize Your Social Influence podcast, I have a waiting list that basically is about 2 years, right?
Wow.
And I say that because I only do interviews half the time. So that's only 26 interviews per year, and I have like 59 people on my waiting list. So that's a sign that you have that I have influence, that people want to be on the podcast. And when people want to be on your podcast, it's really, really interesting the things that you can do. Well, I'd love to interview you. Do you absolutely promise you're going to share this to your audience? Or it becomes a quid pro quo when you become more influential, because people will do more things to be on your podcast. And this is something I've found in a roundabout way as my podcast builds influence and I build influence. And this is really where I want all of you at, because, they say we need to work on our business, not in our business. Podcasting is not in our business. It is PR for us, right? It is the ultimate PR of getting our voice out to the world and being known. But we really want to focus on our business, right? I mean, that's why companies like Podmotion exist, that, we can have Podmotion do all that stuff for us, and we can focus on our business and the relationships that we build with these people. Because when you build relationships with influencers, I don't know if I mentioned this last time that we talked on the other podcast, but I did a podcast interview. And at the end of the interview, the guy who interviewed me said, "Hey, Neil, I'd like to know more about your services." And we had a phone call, and he's one of my new clients, right? So even through the art of interviewing or being interviewed with other influencers, because a lot of them are business leaders, there's a chance to develop business right there. Now, that was the first time that's happened to me. But, the whole idea is that when you're podcasting and interviewing content creators and bringing other content creators onto your show, there's lots of different types of collaborations that you can be doing. These are not one-time things, right? These are people that you want to continue to network with, like we're doing here, right? This is the second of your podcast that I'm on, and we're going to continue the relationship. That's really where I want podcasters to think going forward when you reach out to these people. And for those that have interviewed you, for those that you've been interviewed on, I'll give you another example. In fact, you might have wrote about it in the Podmotion newsletter. There is a book marketing podcast put out by a gentleman named Douglas Burdett. So he interviewed me like back in 2015 when I wrote a book, and I really wasn't into podcasting then. And to be all honest with you, I thought it was sort of a hassle. Like, I have to jump through all these hoops and I have to devote an hour of my time. And I didn't get it back then, right? But now as I launch a book and I'm looking through the top charts for podcasts that would be relevant for me to appear on, his is absolutely number one. I mean, it's like a top 50. Sometimes it's a top 10 podcast. It's the only podcast about marketing books and it's popular. He is an absolute influencer, And because I was on a show before, it was very, very easy to ask him, hey, if you're looking for people to interview, I have a new book out. And it was a perfect fit, right? And I appeared on a show a few weeks ago. So those, and I tell you, there's another gentleman in the UK whose show I was on, and I had a number of people contact me saying, hey, Neil, I heard you on so-and-so's show. I already went out and bought your book. Wow. So these things, I know that when you're new in podcasting, you don't see how the dots connect. But if you keep doing it, and by building influence in these different ways, it uncovers various business opportunities when you don't expect them.
Yeah, you've covered a lot there, Neil. I mean,
yeah, I'll stop.
it's absolutely fantastic value for our listeners. I mean, one of the key things that you said early on is to stop the micro focus on the audience numbers and look at the big picture on a growing your own influence. And as you do, you will be able to get more influential people on your podcast, and that growth will take care of itself. Then of course the other things that you mentioned, that, you know, for me with Communicate Influence, my other podcast, it's part of my content marketing. But yes, as you've mentioned with podcasts, so many other things could arise from that. You know, no one would think of podcasting as a sales tool. And yet look what's happening with your book through your podcast interviews.
Yeah. And I also want to say that, you know, so this is not, I am not your typical, you know, I went to podcast movement. I have all the Pat Flynn's. I learned a lot of this myself over time. I went to one podcasting conference, which was PodFest, which happened just before the lockdown started in March. But a lot of this stuff that I have learned or my views, I don't see a lot of people talking about them, right? So for instance, we all know that we can grow our website traffic and whatever with Facebook ads and social media ads. What about, is there a way to grow our audience through podcast ads? So yes, organically, we want to do our best, right? But there's also this component of paid media, which is totally okay to use to help accelerate your efforts. Now, you have to decide how much to pay, what's the ROI of that. But what people don't say when you look up information on it, they talk about, well, you know, here's how you do Facebook ads, right? The problem with Facebook ads is that you have people clicking on an image, maybe going back to your blog post. They don't necessarily subscribe. So I want to introduce people, and I don't know if you've talked about this in previous episodes, but it's something I don't hear a lot of people talking about. But there are a number of actual podcast applications in which you can advertise your show on. So Spotify is one of them. Spotify requires you to create a literal like radio ad. So I'm not going to go there. And you can't advertise on Apple, which would be the best one to advertise on. But there are a number, if you sign up for podcast hosting, like with PodMotion or wherever, there are a number of other sites in which your podcast will appear on. We call these like podcast distribution sites. So these are apps and they're websites. So two of them in particular, one is called Overcast and one is called Podcast Addict, actually give you the ability to advertise. It is a very, very small little ad that appears, right? Maybe at the top or the bottom of the podcast page. But you can pick a category. Like for me, it's business. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, for a few $100 a month, they will give you, you know, you will get like X number of impressions. And from those impressions, people will click on the ad. If they click on the ad, they'll come to your page in the podcast app, and then they can one-click subscribe to your podcast. So for those of you that want to grow your podcast, I'm a big fan of paid media to help accelerate things. Or if you have goals and organically you're not getting them, these are two ways in which you could do them. Now, they're not going to affect your Apple numbers, right? They're going to affect your total download numbers. And you also have to decide how much is it worth to pay for a new subscriber? What is that value to you, right? If you could get a new subscriber for a penny, that's great. But what if that new subscriber costs $10? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to pay $100 to get 10 new subscribers? And there's no one answer to this, but I want you all to know about this because it was not easy for me to find this information, but I've actually experimented with both. I have found personally that Podcast Addict is a lower cost per conversion than Overcast. But if, and I know we're going off topic of influencer marketing, but I see, you know, yielding influence and growing your influence, definitely using paid media to help accelerate that and expose you to a bigger audience is one tactic that I would recommend you all look into. And if you're thinking about doing Facebook ads, I highly recommend you take this approach because it's direct and it's a click to your page and then a click to actually subscribe.
That's very interesting. I mean, Podcast Addict is an interesting platform. I've subscribed to Sam Harris's podcast on there. And it also allows you to provide exclusive content to listeners if anyone's interested in that. And of course, we are going off topic a bit, but I'm sure listeners will be interested. Lots of podcasters do use Patreon with, you know, a range of success. And for small podcasters, it's pretty tough to get traction on things like Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee, things like that. So let's take a step backwards a little bit. If you're a new-ish podcaster, you're quite small, what things do you suggest to use influencer marketing? Or is it, again, going back to people with more influence than you and getting them to commit to give their show appearance exposure?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of romance around monetizing influence. And what I mean by this is, and I think it's the same for podcasters, but hey, build an Instagram feed and you'll be able to get lots of money from brands, or build a big YouTube channel and advertisers will pay you lots of money. Number one, that approach takes a lot of time. Number two, the money you get is not a lot until you achieve massive appeal. Same thing goes with podcast ads. Monetize your podcast through ads. It's dirt cheap, right? Unless you get to the point where you have thousands of downloads per week, and wouldn't we all want to be there as soon as possible? So, so my whole thing is, and I get the Buy Me a Coffee, the Patreon, the ROI of your podcast should not be the podcast yourself. And the reason why I brought up, you know, paid ads on influencer marketing is at the end of the day, influencer marketing is not the end goal. The end goal is to grow your business. How can your podcast help you grow your business? So let's put it this way. You know, I sign a publishing deal with a major publisher to write a book, right? They give me a signing bonus, right? But one client in a few months of work that I got because they bought the book, read it, and hired me is worth twice more than that signing bonus. And there's potential, obviously, if the work continues. So you got to put this in perspective. You know, I don't want a $20 Patreon tip from a listener. I want to get consulting business from them, or I'd rather them buy my book. So when you put that in perspective, I don't think that the monetary, I don't think you should be focused on that. You should be focused on selling you. And when you sell you, you're indirectly selling your business, your products, your services. If you think writing a book is going to make you a millionaire, good luck. If you think launching a podcast is going to make you a millionaire, good luck. If you think launching a YouTube channel is going to make you a millionaire, good luck. It's the same concept across all these channels because it takes time to build influence. So you could bring on influencers, as I talked about. You could leverage influencer marketing on the flip side of you know, how to become an influencer. When more and more people reach out to you, there are podcasters that charge to be interviewed on their podcast. Some charge, you know, a few hundred dollars. I don't know how many people are paying that money, but those things do exist. But I think the eye should be on the ball of what is your business? What are you trying to sell? That should be the end goal. That should be worth a lot more than a $20 Patreon tip. That's my own, you know, I'm a businessman at heart. And I just see so many people go down the avenue of, I'm gonna grow this podcast and I'm gonna get, you know, advertisers. And you might, but it's gonna take a long time and it's not gonna be much money. As a side hustle, go for it. But as a main source of income, I don't think, you know, very, very few get there. And the very few that do, I mean, you know, I've heard Pat Flynn say, no one listened to my first 100 podcasts, right? So it's gonna take you a while to get there. And you're going to need something to do until you get there. So I just, I want to make that point clear. I don't want people to have, you know, expectations that are through the roof. But obviously collaborating with influencers as guests or, you know, other influencers' podcasts, you trying to appear on them can definitely help accelerate that, as can a little bit of paid advertising to help accelerate the building of that community to incite the word of mouth.
I think what you're saying is so true. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. The days of kind of launching something on YouTube or a new website and it taking off and you becoming very wealthy very quickly are over, unless it's exceptional or something unusual happens. And yeah, it takes time. And I think the other point that comes to mind from everything that you've said is that it's all about the kind of connecting the dots, the integration of who you are, what your brand is, what your brand values are, the work that you do that gives your life meaning, and the value that you give to clients. Once you have all those things aligned, then the content production bit becomes easy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that at the heart of it, and this goes back into those podcasters that have been successful, and I'm a big fan of this, it's really serving your audience, serving your community. And I think that when it comes to influencer marketing, we might have people reach out to us because we're an influencer, or our podcast becomes more influential. And we're like, oh, we need people to interview. Oh, sure, we'll put that person on because you needed to fill a gap. But that person may not be appropriate for your audience, right? Or the person may end up pitching their own products and services so much that it has very little value for your audience. Mm. But, so I think those who are successful always are serving their audience whenever they think about the content, or whenever they think about who they want to bring on, or what influencers they want to collaborate with. And that should really be the guiding light. Because if you serve your audience, they will buy from you at some point. They will. It's all about like, know, and trust. And as a podcaster, because they can't see you and you can't meet them, you have to do it through the content. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of things, but I also want to make sure that podcasters listening really understand that, you know, what you mentioned as that unique value. The unique value that I see is that you have a unique perspective that you want to bring to your community, grow that community, and serve that community. And in doing so, you will reap the benefits over time.
Yeah, and we're also kind of skirting around the point of selecting podcast guests. There's a lot of money in that industry these days with all kinds of agencies setting themselves up, influencers or people who want to be influencers paying to, you know, have this agency represent them. And then they reach out to podcasters. And some of the pitches that I get, and I'm sure listeners will agree, they're just awful. It's all about them. This is what I've done. Not about what's the value that I can give to you. And I've listened to your show. And in fact, I touched on this with you, Neil.
Yeah.
As an example, in one of my newsletters, why your pitch really stood out to me. And that's the kind of thing that, as a podcaster, if you're going to reach out to people, it's not about you, what you've done. Well, it is a little bit, but that's in the background. What's the value that you can give that show? Listen to the show, research the host. What are they interested in? That's the way the pitch should go.
Yeah. And it's funny because after we talked, I actually published a podcast episode about that experience. It's actually number 175, published August 27th. Why I am investing time in being interviewed on 100 different podcasts. So this is me tapping into appearing on other podcasts because I see content creators, podcasters as influencers, right? So I'm sort of, you know, I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. So let me just very briefly read you this description of this episode. I got really serious about podcasting in 2020, 142 episodes after I began this podcast. I got even more serious with the publication of The Age of Influence, my new book, utilizing this podcast to build a community that listens to podcasts, utilizing podcasting as a form of influencer marketing to help incite word of mouth marketing about my book has taken my understanding of the significance that podcasting have for any business or entrepreneur to a completely different level. So, you know, on the flip side, a lot of people say, well, you should be on other podcasts to help grow your audience, which I do agree, but really, you're not a fit for every podcast out there, right? Even within marketing, I'm not a fit for every podcast. And people just don't take the time to do the research. And it's funny because I have people reach out to me from those same agencies, right? There are people paying these agencies money. These agencies are reaching out to me. And I'm thinking, geez, if the person who wanted to be interviewed reached out to me directly, they wouldn't have had to pay the agency, right? And probably it would have been a lot more authentic because it's in their own words. So, you know, everybody has to make money. I'm not against, you know, agencies because they do save time and they do have relationships, right? So there is inherent value in them. But if you want to be, and obviously here's where it comes down to you as a podcaster, because I am a podcaster, because I yield some influence as an author, it made it a lot easier for me to be on other people's podcasts, right? So this is where this concept of influence comes in. I also have a podcast and would love to invite you to be on my podcast is something that some people might say. A lot of people, after I was on their podcast, they go, Neil, I'd really love to be on your podcast. So that's just another thing that once you get going and once you've interviewed influencers, then a lot of other people will be more apt to interview you because, oh, you've already interviewed, you know, influencer A, influencer B, influencer C. So there's a lot of different ways. I'm still myself sort of sorting out this. I haven't written a blog post on sort of podcasting and influencer marketing. It's something in the works. Mm-hmm. But hopefully you see, once you see all this through the lens of influence, the many things you can be doing on both ends to really help grow your podcast and hopefully indirectly growing your business.
That's awesome. And just to remind listeners, Neil's podcast is called Maximize Your Social Influence. And he just mentioned the August 27th episode, which is titled, what is it, Neil?
It is titled, Why I Am Investing Time in Being Interviewed on 100 Different Podcasts. So if I just give you a further snippet of the podcast, and I don't remember if we talked about it on the previous podcast episode.
No, we didn't.
But so, you know, I work with one of the major book publishers in the United States, in the world. I mean, they, you know, they publish Gary Vaynerchuk's books, what have you. And even they, when I asked them, well, what do you think? And because you're a PR professional, I think you'll find this interesting. I asked them, well, you know, who should I be pitching to get, you know, to sell more books? And I'm saying, should I do traditional media outreach? They said, no, you shouldn't. Because not that it doesn't have value, but it's going to cost a lot of time, a lot of money, and you might not get the results you're looking for. I'm like, well, who then do you think I should reach out to? And my publisher literally said bloggers and podcasters. Now, when you look at bloggers, bloggers don't always do a lot of interviews. There's very few blogs out there that are based on interviews. Podcasting is the only medium that is focused on interviews. Even YouTube. The big YouTubers, they're not interviews, right? So podcast is a really unique way. It's almost like a marketplace of influencers, wannabe influencers, interviewing other influencers, right? So when you think about it that way, to me, versus reaching out to bloggers, reaching out to podcasters made a lot more sense. And yeah. Then obviously, well, whose podcast, if I appear, and it's the same advice I give businesses with influencer marketing. If you want to reach out to a nano or micro influencer on Instagram, if your product was featured in their feed, would it be naturally aligned? It's like the men's fashion company reached out to me because I wear a black suit and a Brooks Brothers, you know, navy blue shirt, a dress shirt all the time in all my profile photos, thinking that I'd be interested in posting about a custom suit they'd send me. And I don't post about men's fashion on social media. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. And even if I did, it wouldn't perform well because my audience is not trained to listen to my recommendations about men's fashion. So same thing, right? So I went through the podcast and I said, you know, I'm going to create a KPI. For those that aren't familiar in marketing speak, a KPI is a key performance indicator, right? So mm-hmm. I said, okay, my book came out March 17th. Over the next 6 months, right, where I can still say my book is new, because next year I can't say it's new anymore. It's already a year old. I am going to try to get on 100 different podcasts. And if I can get on 100 different podcasts, I will say that I left no stone unturned, that I did my best to get the word out about the book. And that started the journey, right? And I didn't think I'd get there. But as I did more research, I found more and more podcasts, right? And once I went out of the United States, I found podcasts in Canada. I looked at my podcast user stats. Where are people listening to me? Outside the United States, it's UK, Canada, and Australia. So I reached out to Australian podcasters, UK podcasters, Canadian podcasters. And yeah, I mean, there were some podcasts that weren't interested in having me at all. And there were others that are like, you know, I was actually thinking of contacting you, right? Because I wrote a new book. So, but the art of doing that, of, you know, doing research on the top, I'd say 600 marketing podcasts in the world and reaching out to probably half of those people gave me some really, really good experience as to what are podcasters looking for, right? How to collaborate with them. Some of them actually require pre-screening calls before they accept. So it actually, gave me a lot of advice for my own podcast, right? Oh, a pre-screening call. That's a really good idea. Will they invest an extra 15 minutes if they really want to be on my podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so on. And then obviously when I'm on their podcast, some of them sent me graphics. Some of them asked for reviews. You get, as a podcaster, just knowing how 100 different podcasters work with people they interview, it's a great education, right? Into how you can conduct better interviews, as well as how you can get on more podcasts and be exposed to more people. So, if there's one thing you take away from this, and I know we covered a lot, and like I said, my thoughts are still a little bit all over the place regarding influencer marketing and podcasting, but it's, mm-hmm. Getting onto, yielding more influence by interviewing people with more influence in your industry, and then being able to, as you yield more influence, expose yourself on other influential podcasts. I think those are the two critical things you can do to really expand your audience and build your influence. And I do believe, like anything else, it's a snowball effect. It's a tumbleweed effect. Over time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's fantastic, Neil. You've shared so much. That's a great place to end today, unless there's anything else you'd like to share with listeners.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot. There's so much. I really want to help more podcasters because I'm one myself, and I see a lot of them struggling. And I'm in a Facebook group about podcasts, and I see their questions and things, and some really focus on, oh, I've spent 5 hours editing a 15-minute podcast. Like, stop, right? Outsource that to professionals that are good at doing it. What's 5 hours of your time worth? So I really want podcasters to think more as entrepreneurs, as business owners, really value their time and really leverage this concept of digital influence to make a bigger impact in the world with their story, with their vision, with their life. I think I covered most of the important parts. There's probably if we were at a bar and I was drinking a glass of wine, we could probably mm-hmm. go for another 30 minutes. But I think we got a lot of the important parts out. And I'll be interested to hear people's feedback. And if people have further questions, or maybe we can do a encore episode.
That would be great. Yeah, and all the things that Neil's mentioned, and the. We keep referring to the other conversation. That's the Communicate Influence podcast. So we'll be sure to drop that link into the show notes, as well as the link to where you can find Neil's book. I think you have a download for a couple of free chapters as well.
I do.
Yeah. And where you can buy it, Amazon, obviously, but some people like audiobooks or PDFs. So whatever your choice is.
Take your pick.
Yeah. Cool. It's been super talking to you. I've learned so much, and I'm sure our listeners have too. And we'll wait for those questions.
Well, thank you. This is the first time that I have been interviewed about podcasting. And I'm really excited because, like I said, I think that we all have unique experiences. That's why we're podcasters, right? Mm. And I just hope that this advice, helps a lot of people, and we all keep moving forward.
Yeah. You take care of yourself. I know you've got a busy afternoon coming up. You've got another interview at the top of the hour. So we'll let you go, but we'll look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil.